Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. We start a brand new episode of Neon Jazz with jazz guitarist Tomas Jansson with the song Somewhere Over Stockholm off his latest 2019 CD, 130th and Lennox. So he's from Stockholm, Sweden, and he started out on the recorder at the age of 7. Then at 8, he began studying the cello. By 12, he was performing with a chamber orchestra before dedicating his music focus to the guitar. He started his professional career touring, performing, and recording in Sweden and Northern Europe. Then he came out to Los Angeles to study with Joe DiOrio, and in 2000, he got his master's degree with honors at the USC Thornton School of Music. We caught up with Tomas here at the show to talk about that move to America, and these were his thoughts.
An enigma, a puzzle, was something I could not figure out. Why was it so amazing, you know? Why was he talking to me so straight with his playing? It was something I had to figure out. So I went to America. I had to go there.
So these days he calls New York City home, and the music is always getting better. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Super Bowl 54 champion Kansas City Chiefs, a town that digs jazz just as much as their team. And we got a little clip here. I was actually at the San Francisco 49ers Kansas City Chiefs game. It was a preseason game this year, and it was a good one, and the outcome was different. This time around, it was the Chiefs. Have a listen to a clip. And we just want to say congratulations to the Chiefs and to the town of Kansas City. It's way long overdue, and savor every single inch of it. We are right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best jazz we have. So the tune Cool Blues from Bird was a huge for Tomas and his jazz development. And as we listen to Charlie Parker, let's also listen to Tomas, and it's another great Kansas City tale.
I was there on the way across from L.A. to New York. I drove. And Donald Dean, one of my best friends in Los Angeles, the great drummer, the legendary Donald Dean, he told me, you got to stop at the 18th Street. He was kind of directing me driving into Kansas City on the phone. Yes, I found my way to Musicians Protective Union. And I'm looking at the T-shirt right now. So that's what I want to tell you. The lady there at the union, she gave me the T-shirt and she poured a nice glass of cognac. And I had the greatest time there in the evening at the local 627. This is Tomas Jansson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
Pretty mama's in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was true. Well, she really ran to get her frying pan when she saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults, 'cause my baby's ready to do the gravy waltz. In the kitchen this glorious day, smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was true. Well, she really ran to get her frying pan when she saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults, 'cause my baby's ready to do the ever new gravy waltz. Oh, she's coming. Oh, she is ready. Oh, she got the frying pan. Oh, yeah, she's ready. Gravy waltz.
That was the 27-year-old Pittsburgh-born New York-based jazz trumpeter and singer Benny Benack III with the song Gravy Waltz off his 2020 CD, Living to Do. And that's the truth, man. This is a leader of his generation, and he has been hailed by the New York Times as a charismatic young trumpeter who maintains an earnest sideline as a singer. This cat has a knack for delighting audiences with his panache and the spirit of Sinatra and Mel Torme, and with the nod to legendary trumpeter showmen Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie. He's got a unique combination of talents. From Canadian jazz cat Fraser McPherson, joined by his quartet, this is the song Easy Street off the 1990 CD Encore, as we slip on down the street, kids. Mm-hmm.
this is Jen Allen, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was jazz pianist Jen Allen with the tune Blanket Statement off her 2019 CD Sifting Grace, and I really dig this musician. This is one self-assured artist that never shies away from honest self-revelation. So her compositional output is always an intimate diary of her experiences and relationships. She is also a very gifted teacher. One legend she logged some quality time with was alto saxophonist, composer, bandleader, and educator, the great Jackie McLean. And as we get into the 1987 tune Some Other Time off his CD New York Calling, let's listen to Jen explain.
Jackie was a great storyteller himself, and I think one of the biggest things I take from that time with him was that it's a lineage, this music. It comes from someplace that has a history, and the history tells what the music is doing.
Thank you. Hi, this is Manyongo Jackson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Damino.
That was Jazz at Lincoln Center, led by Wynton Marsalis up there in New York City with their take on Wayne Shorter's Teru off the 2020 CD, The Music of Wayne Shorter. This outfit was born to entertain, enrich, and expand a global community for jazz through performance, education, and advocacy. And on this latest CD, they celebrate the great Wayne Shorter, his evolution from hard bop to fusion and beyond, and his contributions were revolutionary indeed. From one of the best to ever grace the jazz piano, this is Art Tatum with the tune Battery Bounce from 1941. Dig in.
Amanda Gardier, alto saxophonist out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was saxophonist, recording artist, and composer right out of Indianapolis, Amanda Gardier, with the song Midwestern Gothic off her 2019 CD Flyover Country. She has influences stemming from Miguel Zanon, The Bad Plus, Walter Smith III, and Bjork, and even beyond. From her home base of Indianapolis these days, she's played all over the place. One dream show Amanda would love to catch in that proverbial time machine would be Cannonball Adderley. And as she explains, let's listen to Cannonball with two sleepy people.
I would definitely want to see Cannonball Adderley. He was one of my first really big influences, and that would be really, really cool just to hear his big sound and, you know, the energy. I think that would just be really cool to see someone like him.
Again, that was Julian Edwin Cannonball Adderley with Two Sleepy People, and that might just be John Christopher and I at the end of a long day here behind the mic, but man, we love what we do around here. And our final cut on this hour of jazz comes from the melody poet, Mr. Mike Casey, a New York City storytelling songwriter, producer, and sonic alchemist who reached out to the program with a very new tune. This is the 2020 single Venus, and it's good. It's real good. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a bright star in the jazz cosmos, always, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Again, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and those mighty fans behind them. And until next time, enjoy the parade, my friends.
Jazz.